fellow mortal, and welcome to my domain. You have been given the great honor of being a sacrifice for your people, so that I may bring fertility and prosperity to them. I accept this offering, and hereby give them my blessings. Now, as of what to do with you, little sacrifice. Lights! Kneel, human. Bask in the glory and beauty of your goddess, mortal.
No, don't cry. I didn't mean to scare you that much. I was just having fun. You're not going to die. Not today. Not ever. I'm all about bringing life. I don't like killing. I would never hurt you. Here, here. Hey, stand back up. Let me give you a hug. Yes, human. You may hug your goddess. There we go. Good boy. It was just a joke. I'm so sorry you reacted like that. You see, I know your people believe I demand a sacrifice. I don't know where that comes from, but I absolutely don't. And if they thought about it, they'd realise it doesn't make any sort of sense that I would. I do ask that young men or women are sent to me from time to time, but not to kill them. Living alone in this place, I miss the company. My brothers and sisters of the divine seldom visit me. Too busy they are with their own domains. And when they do, I'm not the main reason for their visit. You see, I'm not just a goddess of fertility, but also one of pleasures and lust, which I'm sure you'd agree go hand in hand with fertility, at least as far as humans go. Now, look up to me, young man. Good boy. I see you've dried your tears. That's great. Tell me, would you like to know what happens to those so-called sacrifices when they are sent to me? Well, the first thing that happens to them is something your people would quite certainly kill for. So it's better kept a secret. The first thing they get is to feel the divine softness of a goddess's lips on theirs. As I embrace them in the most incredible kiss they've ever experienced. Good boy. This feels much better than dying, doesn't it? As I've told you, I am also a goddess of pleasures. Pleasures of the table, liquid pleasures, and the greatest of them all, pleasures of the flesh. You, young man, are going to live here, in my domain, an eternity of divine pleasures, as those are my second and third gifts to you. Immortality and pleasure. If people knew, they would line up to join me, but they would rather live in blissful ignorance, not knowing that their sacrifices are the only ones reaching true bliss. Now, in time, you will be joining the other men and women who've been offered to me over the millennia, eating the most delicious food, drinking the finest wines, and indulging in the most extravagant orgies. And so will I. But I do enjoy the company of one from time to time. And until I wish to rejoin them, you will be living with me as my partner, living a life of luxury. And some would say debauchery. But I'd rather call it pleasures. With a goddess. Your goddess. And this is the only rule for you, human. You are to refer to me as goddess. Now, if you accept, and I'm sure you will, offer me your lips again, and let our tongues intertwine once more. Good boy. Look around you now. Yes, I have moved us to a luxurious bathroom. Before we carry on any further, allow your goddess to wash your beautiful body and cleanse your soul with my holy water. These clothes can disappear. You will not be needing them any longer. There. Now step into the shower. The water will begin pouring onto you immediately. And I will take off this robe to reveal my perfect body. And join you under the water. You may look, sweet boy. Admire my body, but only touch it with your eyes for now. Admire my breasts, made to be taken in one's hand, made to be fondled by a lover, with nipples made to be sucked on by a hungry mouth. My hips, child-bearing hips, fitting a goddess of fertility, welcoming of any hands willing to grab onto them as we make love. If I turn around, my beautiful ass, at the same time, firm, squeezable, and perfect for spanking. My thighs, thick as it is said nowadays that only as such may they save lives. My long legs that I love to wrap around my lovers, keeping them close to me until we reach climax. And finally, as I face you again, my divine pussy, tighter than that of any mortal woman, wetter than that of any mortal woman, and softer than that of any mortal woman. Admire this body, sweet boy, for you will experience the pleasures it can give for eons to come. Sweet boy, you're so hard for me already. Let's get you cleaned up then. I'll get some soap on my delicate hands. And rub them all over your beautiful body. Oh, keep your hands behind your back for me. No touching your goddess just yet, sweet boy. My. You have such soft skin. I'm going to enjoy caressing you very much, my sweet boy. I'll put some soap on my hands now. And I'll start with your chest. Oh, such a strong chest. It makes you look so manly. Oh, this goddess is going to love playing with you today. And for a nice long while. Probably a few years. Just you and I, living naked, our bodies constantly pressed against each other, moaning and screaming with passion as we give in to lust and desire. You never thought your life would turn out that way when you were chosen as a sacrifice, did you? That instead of dying, you'd become my eternal pet, my forever good boy. That you'd never have to worry about anything but pleasuring me. And later, all the other sacrifices from history that your people were sending you to live a life of incomprehensible pleasures for all of eternity. I think your chest is clean enough. Let me take care of your back now. No, don't turn around. I'll do it from the front. I just need to press my body against yours, our chests touching, my arms wrapping around you, our faces once again so close that I lean in for another kiss. I can feel your hard cock against me, sweet boy. Does the thought of an eternity of sexual debauchery turn you on that much? Mm-hmm. Or is it seeing your goddess naked, admiring her divine body? Perhaps it was my sensual touch as I wash and caress your beautiful body. It's probably all three, isn't it? Such a naughty boy. You didn't even wait for your goddess to touch it to get hard. Turn around and put your hands against the wall. Good boy. Do you like how I whisper into your ears from behind like this? My big, beautiful breasts pressing against your strong back, and my hands reaching around to your cock. Oh, good boy, moan for me. Moan for your goddess as I stroke your hard cock with both my delicate hands. And the best thing is, it doesn't matter how hard I squeeze your cock or how fast I stroke it. You are in my domain, sweet boy, which means that all pleasures experienced here are under my absolute control, including your orgasms. Oh, I know you're close already. And I also know that if it had been anybody else stroking you right now, you would have shot a thick load of cum all over their hands. But not with me. No. You'll climax when I want you to. I've brought you to the edge, and I am going to keep you there for as long as I please. Playing with you, using you to give myself the pleasures I crave. And ultimately, giving you all the pleasures you deserve over and over and over, mwah, until the end of times. I can feel you throb in my hands at the thought of eternal pleasures. You might be confused as to what's going on, but your cock sure isn't. It knows it's going to be loved and used and drained forever by me, by other sacrifices like you, by my divine siblings. Such a lustful life awaits you by my side, my sweet, sweet boy. Now,
Turn around. Put your back against the wall. I'm going to put one hand back on your throbbing cock, the other fondling your heavy balls, and you may put yours on my body. Caress me, human. Worship your goddess with your strong hands. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Look into my eyes. Lose yourself in my gaze. Let me see how good I'm making you feel right now. Yes. Moan for me like the good boy you are. Oh, I bet no woman has ever made you feel that incredibly good. Not with their hands. Not with their mouth. Not with their pussy. Unlike them, I was born for this. Born for lust. Born for pleasure. Born for sex. Born to make sweet boys like you melt in a puddle of pleasure and desire. Oh, to think I'm only touching you with my hands. How good is it gonna feel when I put my soft lips on your cock? How amazing are you gonna feel when I wrap my tight pussy all around it? How loud will you moan for me, sweet boy? How loud will you scream for your goddess? I love making my partner scream. I love listening to the pleasure they feel in my arms. And above all, I love making my partners feel so good they pass out from the orgasm. That's right, baby boy. Your goddess is going to fuck you so good, you will forget all about your mortal life as you pass out from the pleasure in my arms, getting a well-deserved rest, until you're ready to be fucked again. And it all starts here and now, with your beautiful throbbing cock in my hand. And another wonderful kiss. Mm-hmm.
much. I wonder how many times you would have come already had I let you. Oh, let's give your cock a rest for now. I reckon you're clean enough to get into my bed. Stay there. I'll go grab a towel. Just don't touch your cock, okay? I don't want you making yourself come by accident before I've gotten to tease you more. Oh, come here, sweet boy. Come into my arms. Let me wrap you into the soft towel and rub you all over to make you dry. Oh, dry me? Such a thoughtful man. Thank you. One perk of being a goddess is that I don't need it. I can make myself dry without the need for a towel. But I shall remember it for last time. Today is all about you, though. About taking care of you. Making you feel good. And teaching you what your life will be like from now on. So, instead of having you help me get dry, how about I give you another kiss? I'll even add some ass grabbing if you'd like. Yes. Good boy. Come here. You're such a good boy. Let's drop the towel. I think you're dry enough. Follow me. Let's go to my bedroom. It's right past this door. Here we are, sweet boy. This is where most of the fun will happen. On that big bed, draped in the silkiest sheets. This is where I will be making love to you, the way only a goddess knows how. Come, lay down, my sweet boy, and I will lay by your side. Don't mind my hand going back to your cock, baby boy. Let me gently caress it and stroke it for your pleasure. You may put your arm around me. Feel the softness of my skin under your touch. Good boy. Let those moans out for me. Oh, let me hear how good I'm making you feel right now. And let me hear how much better I make you feel when I kiss your tender neck. Oh, you're such a good boy. Your moans are like music. Keep singing for me, baby. Keep moaning in delight. my soft kisses. All over your neck. Oh, you're throbbing so much in my hand, sweet boy. Do you want to come so badly? Oh, do you want your goddess to make you come all over yourself while she strokes you? Oh, you will come for me, baby boy. That I promise you, as a goddess of pleasure. But not yet. I want to listen to more of your delicious moans first. And I know just the way to do that. Although it means I have to leave your cock and neck alone for the time being. I'll get on top of you. Here we go. Look into my eyes, baby boy. Let your goddess see your lust and need for pleasure as I grab your wrists and put your hands above your head. Keep them there, okay? I could easily tie you up, and we'll definitely be doing that in the future. But for now, I would rather you just obey. Good boy. So, I did say I wanted to make you moan some more, didn't I? Well, it all starts with another kiss. Good boy. And after your lips, it's your neck again. Your skin is so tasty after that shower, sweet boy. Then your chest. Oh. So strong. So manly. And of course, your nipples. Do you mind if I bite them? Good boy. Feel my lips now, kissing lower still. All over your stomach. But if my mouth is that low, that must mean that my breasts are over your cock. And if I lower them, they touch you with their divine softness. Don't you wonder what it would feel like to have your hard, throbbing cock in between them? Let's find out. Oh, look. Look. My breasts are so big, your cock has almost disappeared inside them. Only the tip is out. Oh, with all your pre-cum leaking from it. Oh, you're trembling so much, baby boy. And I haven't even begun to kiss your cock. Ah, I'm only rubbing it in between my soft breasts while you moan for me. Oh, do you really enjoy it that much, my sweet boy? Oh, don't my breasts feel better wrapped around your twitching cock than those of any mortal woman? And has any of those mortal women ever licked the pre-cum right from the slit while fucking you with her tits? I didn't think so. Allow me to be the first. Stop moving so much. I know you're sensitive right now, but you moving makes it difficult for me to tease you. And you want your goddess to tease you, right? You want your goddess to edge you with all of her body over and over and over again, don't you, baby boy? Then how about, instead of just licking it, how about I suck on the tip of your cock? Would that make it feel even better? Would that bring you even more to the edge? My soft lips closing around the sensitive head of your cock. My tongue gently teasing it from inside my mouth. And the softness of my tits working all together to give you intense pleasure. Oh, such a lucky boy you are. Now moan for me. Whimper under my sensual touch, my sweet boy. Oh, your pre-gum tastes absolutely delicious, baby boy. Oh, so much so that I could keep you like this, your cock between my breasts, the tip in my mouth, for hours. Just draining you of all your pre-cum as you moan and whimper for me Like a good boy you are. And I'll definitely do that to you in the future. But not today. Today is not only about my pleasure, but also yours. And I promise you, my sweet boy, on my honor as a goddess, I will make you come today. I will make you come hard. I will make you come so much, one orgasm will be enough to entirely empty your balls. I will make you come better than any human could ever dream. And then, then I'll keep making you come just as hard, or even harder, for the rest of eternity, as we lose ourselves to divine pleasures in each other's arms. Oh, your cock is pulsing and throbbing so much to the thought of eternal pleasures. Oh, I want to take you whole in my mouth, sweet boy. I want to make you feel even better. I know I said it's about you today, but a goddess has needs too. Oh, let me do that. Let me do that. And I'll give you the most incredible blowjob a man has ever had. Thank you, sweet boy. So, I'll take your cock out of my breasts and straight into my wet, welcoming mouth. Oh, moaning, whimpering, Oh, so much for me. Oh, and the way your cock was throbbing non-stop in my mouth. It was delightful. Oh, give me your hands, baby boy. Put them in mine. Fingers locked. Like lovers. Good boy. Good boy. I'll slowly slide them up above your head. As my body does the same. Trailing yours with soft kisses. Until I reach your pretty face. Give her another kiss. Good boy. Oh, good boy. My good boy. I want to feel you inside me. I want to take your hard, throbbing cock and take my wet pussy. Would you like that too, baby boy? Would you like to feel the warmth of my cunt as I fuck you like you've never been fucked before? Oh, such a good boy. You keep your hands up there, okay? Our goddess needs to grab onto your cock before putting it inside. There it is. There it is. Right, the entrance to my pussy. The tip rubbing against my soft lips. Oh, look me in the eyes, baby. I want to see the look on your face when I finally take you in. Ready? Here comes your goddess. Oh, 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 baby. You're so hard. Oh, your cock is pulsing so much inside me. Oh, do you want to come for me that bad, sweet boy? Oh no, I'm still not letting you. Not until I fucked you really good. Ah, but before that, I've got to make my pussy as tight as possible for you. Don't you feel it, baby boy? The walls of my cunt closing in on your cock. Oh, how I'm squeezing you more and more every passing second you're inside me. Oh, I'm getting tighter than a virgin. Tighter than my hand ever was on your shaft. Oh, there we go. There we go. Now get ready, baby boy. Get ready. Your goddess is about to fuck you. Moan for me. Oh, scream for me if you need. Oh, fuck. 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 I love grinding on your cock, my sweet boy. Oh, I bet you could come anytime if I just let you, wouldn't you? Oh, you'd come for me with just a single thrust. Ah, then you'd come again with the next one. Oh, I could give you orgasms after orgasms, and you take it and give in to the pleasure like the good boy you are. Oh, do you know why, baby boy? Because you're a sacrifice, and I am the goddess you have been given to. And that means you are mine. That I get to do whatever I want to you. But don't worry. I take very good care of what's mine. Especially when they have such a hard cock. Oh, and even more so when they pulse and throb so much inside me and moan and scream so loud as I fuck them. Give me your hands. Give me your hands. Hold my hands, baby boy, just like before. Hold them as I bounce up and down on your cock. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We're together now, my sweet boy. Oh, yes, 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 together forever. I'll make love to you and fuck you every day for years and years on end. Oh, then you'll join all the other sacrifices, all the good boys and good girls that have been sent to me over the centuries. And I'll join too, and we'll all lose ourselves to pleasure for the rest of eternity. Oh, squeeze my hands in yours, baby. Make me feel good. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you have no idea how amazing you feel inside me. Oh, I could come any time on that hard cock and keep going until my body can't move anymore. Oh, 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 but that wouldn't be fair to you. Not today. Not for our first time together. I'll only come when you do. I'll hold it. I'll hold it until I can't take it anymore. And I allow both of us to explode in a powerful climax. Oh, yes. Move your hips, baby boy. Yes, yes, yes. That's it. Fuck me back. Make me feel as good as I'm making you feel. Yes, yes, good boy, good boy. Fuck your goddess. Give her as much pleasure as she's giving you. It's all that matters right now. Pleasure, pleasure. Let the pleasure overtake you. Let's lose ourselves in it. There's nothing to worry about anymore now that you're with me. Kiss me, baby, kiss me as we fuck each other like wild animals. Oh, you're such a good boy, baby. Oh, you're incredible. You're incredible. Put your arms around me, hold me close to you, and kiss me again. I love the feeling of your lips on mine. Baby boy. My sweet boy. Roll us over. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, I want you on top. Oh, yes, good boy. Oh, yes. And keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. Oh, that's right. That's it. Harder, baby. Harder. Fuck me hard. I can take it. I'm a goddess. I'm a goddess. I can take everything my sweet boy gives to me. Oh, go deeper. Shove your hard, throbbing cock deep inside my wet, gushing cunt. Oh, I want you to come as deep as you can inside me. That's right, baby. Goddess wants to feel your cum inside her pussy. So go deeper. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, goodbye. Feel my nails digging more and more into your back. The deeper and harder you fuck me. We're gonna come, baby. We're gonna come together. Look me in the eyes. Look me in my eyes, my sweet boy. I want to feel you shoot your thick load in my pussy. Come for me, baby. Yes, 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 yes. keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. I'm going to come to. Goddess is going to come to. I'm coming. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. I want to milk your cock dry, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I can't stop coming. Wait. Your eyes and rest. You deserve it. Pleasure is not just sexual, you know, or about food and drinks. I would know. I am the goddess of pleasure, after all. Pleasure is also lying in your lover's arms. Naked together, while she rubs your body and kisses your head. And tells you how much of a good boy you are. You're a good boy, baby. You're my good boy now. And I only want the best for you. Here, let me cover us with my silky sheets. There we go. And you can put your arms around me. Yes, hold me tight, baby boy. You don't need to worry about anything anymore. From now on, it will be just us. For a nice long while. Let's take a nap together, okay? Then when we wake up, whenever that is, we'll go take a bath. I have a beautiful natural spring with warm water in the garden. Overlooking the most gorgeous mountains. I'll rub your back, and you'll rub mine, and we will sip on the most delicious wine together. And if you're a good boy, and you want it, I'll make love to you again. Does that sound like a plan to you? Sweet boy. Oh, but let's sleep for now. We're going to spend so much time together. You can wait a little. You're my